Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com, and this is audio boo number 8, the Yocho, for May 13th, 2010. Well, once again, I'm out walking around the building at lunch, so you'll hear the sound of cars, my feet crunching on gravel, and maybe the chitter-chatter of other people walking. It's really beautiful out. It's got to be close to 80, and in Sacramento, it's getting very close to the time where it's going to be uncomfortable to walk outside at lunch, because the temperatures are going to skyrocket up near 100. But that's not today's problem. It's very nice out. So I just checked the stock market, and the stock market was down as of the last iPhone update. If you listened to the boo from a week ago and read the blog, then you know that I dumped a lot of my stocks a few weeks back, just because of a couple things. First of all, I have a black box timing system that's been showing some warning signs. Part of it's on a sell and part of it's not on a sell, so it's kind of mixed. as far as the black box goes, it's nowhere near perfect, let's put it that way. But it's just another thing that I take a look at. It does kind of show topping and bottoming action. Okay, it doesn't do a bad job at it. It always, you know, it's one of those things, it's a timing system that if I don't look at it, it seems to work really well. And if I'm watching it every day, it tends to do nothing or be wrong. But it's been fairly right recently. And combine that with the fact that we've had a huge run-up since last year. We are in an election year, the non-presidential election year, which has a history of seeing some dramatic sell-offs and dramatic recoveries. So, and we're also heading into summer, which is the weaker part of the trading year, historically, although that seems to be working in even years and not so well in odd years lately, but hey, it's an even year. And with that in mind, I thought, you know, I've been riding these high beta stocks for the last year, actually over a year, and have had great results, and there's no reason not to take some profit, raise some little cash, and basically lower my beta, lower the volatility of my portfolio, so that I have some cash and the ability to, you know, go hog wild should we get the big correction in the summer. The market's been, you know, very interesting. Our earnings have come in pretty good. The year-over-year comparisons are really easy at this point. And the only thing that's not happening is employment hasn't really picked up yet, although certainly seems to be looking better on the weekly jobs numbers now. You know, we're not seeing as many people get let go. And the big issue right now that we face is that the government tax revenues, you know, they lag whatever's going on in the economy, because, you know, they always depend on last year's taxable events. And, you know, last year wasn't that good. So probably next year, the revenue picture for states and municipalities will get better. So it might be until next year where we start to see state budgets improve, assuming that the economy continues to grow well. So that's my plan. My plan is basically to kind of take it easy, stay in low beta, a little bit of cash, and should we get the big dip sometime in summer, and, you know, might try to play a swing if we get a summer rally, or otherwise I'll just stay a little lighter than usual and enjoy the summer and enjoy walking outside, trying to avoid the heat. That's it. Take care.